This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Texas Attorney General is now suing a school district right here in North Texas.
Yeah, he's trying to freeze him out. The Coppell District accused of illegally teaching woke and hateful critical race theory. That's what he says.
Ken Paxton also says his lawsuit aims to put an immediate end to what he calls this illegal and hateful curriculum.
The organization Accuracy in Media posted video of someone posing as a parent and asking Coppell ISD's Director of Curriculum and Instruction if the district was following rules about teaching critical race theory.
One thing that I love about this district is, despite what our state standards say and despite what is going on, we do what's right for kids.
Attorney General Ken Paxton is now suing that administrator, the superintendent, and Coppell school board members, saying liberal administrators who ignore state law will be held responsible for their actions. The lawsuit does not seek any money from the district, but does ask for an injunction to stop the district from what the suit describes as a continuing pattern of disregard for state law. Coppell ISD is on spring break and has not responded. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
A three-year-old girl is fighting for her life after being shot in the head while sitting inside a car outside Hunt County Regional Medical Center. It's happened Tuesday afternoon.
Greenville police got a call from Hunt County Regional Medical Center saying doctors were treating a kid for a gunshot wound. But when officers got there, they found out the shooting itself happened in a car in the parking lot right outside the hospital. Police do describe this as an isolated incident, and they don't have any suspects on the loose. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Greenville police say the mother claims the child found the loaded shotgun in the car and it went off.
A candlelight vigil will be held tonight for a five-year-old Granbury boy who was hit and killed by a bus.
Texas DPS says a Granbury ISD school bus had stopped on Pecos River Drive to pick up students and had started to pull away when five-year-old Exodus Crockett, a pre-kindergarten student, ran up to the driver's side and in front of the bus when he was hit. The community vigil will be held tonight at 7:30 at Hewlett Park. Attendees are invited to wear clothing featuring Exodus's favorite character, Spider-Man. A funeral will be held at Stonewater Church the following morning at 11. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help the family, but the preferred method for donations is an account for the Crockett family at First National Bank of Granbury. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three far north Dallas homes have heavy damage from a wind-whipped fire that raced through late yesterday afternoon.
Winds were gusting up to 40, even 45 miles an hour when the flames erupted down the street in Stephen Scott's neighborhood.
When I rounded the corner, the smoke was just billowing out of the house, surprised at the amount of it.
Scott says the flames quickly jumped from the first house to the next and then to a third home. Dallas Fire Rescue had nearly a dozen trucks on scene to contain the fire to just those three homes. The damage is extensive, but no one was hurt. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And three firefighters in Johnson County went to the hospital after the roof collapsed in a house fire. The firefighters were inside the house working the fire along County Road 810 south of County Road 707. Johnson County Emergency Manager Jamie Moore says all three only have minor injuries and went to the hospital as a precaution. They are expected to be okay.
NCAA basketball tournament, you filling out that bracket. Just know the Longhorns, they're staying home from the rest of the tournament. They lost their first four play-in game last night. And Xavier besting Texas 86-80. The three other first four winners, Alabama State, North Carolina, and Mount St. Mary's. That sets up for round one of the tourney getting underway today. With that comes hours of distraction at work. Workplace expert Julie Balke with the Balke Group says some people will be spending up to 2.5 hours a day watching.
One of the things that has made this such an explosively huge number compared to in the past is the proliferation of online gambling and betting.
I don't know what you're talking about. And a new study estimates the tournament distraction could cost the U.S. economy, get this, $20 billion in lost productivity.
And John, of course, I understand this, but for any of our listeners who may be ignorant about how the whole basketball thing works, the brackets and such, so the games that were played last night do not count as part of the...
They don't count as part of your bracket.
Okay.
That gives you more time to fill out your bracket.
Was that the equivalent of a wild card game to be able to get in?
Yeah, kind
of.
Exactly. I consider him to be part of the tournament. Some people don't, like, old school people are like, No, those don't count because it's 64 teams. I think they still count. It still counts as you make in the tournament. But obviously the person that wrote that story for me didn't agree with that necessarily.
And again, I want to emphasize that I understand all the intricacies of basketball, collegiate basketball, and March Madness, but there might be some listeners.
Give me an opportunity
to help
explain it.
Our poor listeners who may not understand it quite as well as we do. Hey, guys, Florida Man is in the news again. Not Florida Man. A Florida man is facing charges for threatening President Trump. A dude named Kendall Todd, arrested in St. Lucie County for making threats to kill the president, including, get this, challenging Trump to, quote, fight me naked to the death. Well,
why?
This just got weird now, didn't it? Why naked?
Why naked?
Why not?
Todd posted a video where he declared himself the president and called Trump the Antichrist.
This guy's doing great.
Yeah, leading to his arrest and charges of written threat to kill or do bodily harm. I would imagine that this guy has probably been in the Florida sunshine a little bit too long, maybe had a few too many bath salts, and needs some help. Definitely need some help. Right.
And some pants.
Some outreach.
Yes, and some clothes. For heaven's sake, get dressed.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
A new NTSB report places blame on a business jet that nearly slammed into a Southwest Airlines plane in Chicago last month.
You could have a tragedy, but a bad outcome.
From the Dallas-based aviation law firm Slack Davis Sanger, Ladd Sanger says the NTSB finds the two planes came within 200 feet of one another before the Southwest pilots saw the danger and pulled up to avoid a crash. The NTSB finds the business jet pilot was confused about which runway he was actually using.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Good morning.
It is continuing to sort of look for direction. I was intrigued looking at week to date. The Dow's up a little over 1%. The S&P average is up maybe 0.2%. The NASDAQ is virtually flat. We were pleasantly surprised yesterday when the Fed said we're leaving everything as is. And by the way, I think we really don't have a clue what's going to happen with the tariffs or inflation or anything else, but we'll do something about it if we need to. That seemed to be all we wanted to hear. The stock market just took off. We closed off the best readings of the day, but still it was a solid gain. This morning, it looked like we had a continuation of that rally coming, and then we turned lower. Right now, if the Dow opened right this second, we'd be down 140. The NASDAQ down 112. The S&P average is down 23, but we've got lots of rhetoric to listen to today, so that could easily change. We also have a fair amount of economic news. Jobless claims are due out shortly. The Philly Fed business outlook, then existing home sales, and the leading economic indicators coming 9 this morning. We've had another spate of earnings reports out. We're watching Darden Restaurants move a little bit lower. They are the parent of Olive Garden and Capital Grille. And, of course, recently they bought Chuy's, the Tex-Mex company. And the earnings were a little bit better than expected, but same-store sales a little bit weak. So that stock's trending lower. Academy Sports revenues were in line, but earnings were better than expected. Closer to home, Commercial Metals missed on the bottom line, 4 cents light at 26 cents. Revenues were in line, so we'll have to see how that one goes. We watched Signet take off yesterday. That's the parent of Zales and Jared, up 18%. The same-store sales were strong. They're cutting their mall presence, they say, by 10%, but they also have an active shareholder who is after them. Crude's up a dime, $67 and a penny. Gold's up $3.60, $3,044.70. Interest rates are falling a lot. Just below 4.19% now in the 10-year. Stocks look a little lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I don't know if you guys know this, but the Super Bowl starts this weekend. And you're thinking, no, we had the Super Bowl. That's already a no. The Super Bowl of bass fishing is this weekend, and I'm pretty fired up about this. Joining us now is Brian Hughes. Brian Hughes is the host of the KRLD Texas Fishing and Outdoor Show. You can catch that Saturday and Sunday mornings at 5 a.m., which is when we get up to go fishing, and Brian joins us. Well, if I may say, Brian is on the line with us right now. Good morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Very well done. Thank you, sir.
Glad you're joining us. Now, tell us a big picture about the 2025 Bassmaster Classic coming to Lake Ray Roberts.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It is the Super Bowl of bass fishing. Ray Scott, about 60 years, not quite 60 years ago, started tournament bass fishing as a thing, and it grew and grew, and the Classic is the culmination of a season's work for all these anglers. They qualify, they get in, they get to fish for $300,000 in cash and prizes, and a Bassmaster Classic title could be worth as much as $1 million to the angler if he markets himself properly after winning.
And how is Lake Ray Roberts situated as far as championship bass?
It's a fantastic lake. It is very full of tournament quality fish. They can catch a lot of good fish to weigh in. And if someone can catch, you're looking for five fish, that's your limit, five fish over 14. And then you want one kicker, and the kicker is the big one. The kicker is the 8, 9, 10-pounder, 12-pounder, and Ray Roberts has those.
That's the dream right there, man. That is those are the dream bass. I'm in the 1 to 2-pound range. I have yet to get any bigger than that. So, and for the public, obviously this is not a spectator sport quite the way the actual Super Bowl is, but there is a public participation piece of this.
There absolutely is. Now, the weigh-in will be in downtown Fort Worth. So if they want to see the anglers weigh their fish, they'll need to go to the Dickies Arena. And if there's an expo downtown as well, lots of exhibitors and things to see and do. The actual tournament on Lake Ray Roberts, you'll have to have a boat to see anybody out there, because they're going to be out on the water fishing. You'll have to actually launch and go out and follow and watch. But you can do that as long as you maintain a respectful distance and don't interfere with what they're doing. Everybody's fine with it.
No doubt. Brian Hughes, he's the host of the KR Realty Texas Fishing and Outdoor Show. You can check it out Saturday and Sunday at 5 a.m. Otherwise, you can check him out on our North Texas lakes, hauling in those gigantic bass.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.